is as the kasha of him toimar. Koifer hakol minolom de potter. What is the mocker that koifer hakol is potter mishvua? He said, I'm showing you mechateisa as yet. Mechateisa, the Teisa Rosh says, we learn it out from Maida b'miktsas. You sound Rabbi Kivegan, maybe mitzad the kasha from the migu. But the Teisa has a kasha lemaisa, maybe koifer hakol also is chayev shvua. How we know that koifer hakol is potu mishvua? Ve'ein lema mitam chazokin edin odo meis ponov. Ve'afilu b'mokim shiyocha lo is potu, ke goyim b'bnoi. אפילו מיין מיצ ספוט רוס מיגד בוי קפר הכל סקטייסס ואין לו אמא די אלפין מיד יצריך למיכת וידך עוד מחייב שבוע ויקויפר הכל חייב מיין נפק מין מידך עוד אבל לא בוכי חייב דו יצר במוקם שהוא אין את הווי הכלום ואין הוא יודע ואין מיד שהוא גונה ושאובי והלוולות סקטייסס maybe the mocker of קויפר הכל הספוטור is the fact that we have a פסוק that הידך עוד is מחייב שבוע. And if every koifer hakoil is chayev shvue, so why you have to come today? Dechod that is mechayev shvue. Typically, mitzad that a person is tovea money and the enemy is koifer is a chayev shvue. So why I come to put a parsha veidechod? And the fact that I have a parsha veidechod is a raya that dafka idechod is mechayev shvue. Koifer hakoil is potu. So Ktesis, no, it's not mishken raya. Could be a chetimtze. So Ktesis. Evei dechot could be a chetimtze evei dechot that mitzad koifer hakol you are not b'chayiv shvua and only mitzad evei dechot kigoyin that the tuveah doesn't know golish v'meile he's not tuveah, it's no parsh of koifer hakol. The evei dechot comes and says to Shimon, Reuven stole from you. So v'meile says no, can't say. So v'meile now Reuven has to make a shvua as the evei dechot. But as koifer hakol, Shimon was never tuveah Reuven that Reuven will be a koifer hakol. The meaning you can't say from the fact that it's a posuk on Eidechot is a raya that Koifer HaKol is potu mishvua and I only could come to the Mechaib of Eidechot. Be'etzim could be that Koifer HaKol is chayiv shvua, and the reason you have to have Eidechot in a case that Yenim is not Tiveya. This is the Divrei HaTesvus. And here we have, first time, state in Tesvus, that Eidechot is Mechaib shvua, afilu on Bori, afilu on Tainas Bori. So when Shimon doesn't know, some Rishonim, the Rimigash, the Moshe, the Rimigash learns and the Rif that Eidechot is only Mechayev if Yenem is Tevea. So maybe you can, it's a minute, then Tesis Teres and Ishkan Teres. If Koifer HaKol is Chayev Shvua, I never need the Aloch of Eidechot, because Alamor Yenem is Tevea and Yenem is Koifer. Aber, Lefishit Asa Tesis, that Eidechot is Mechayev Shvua, afilu on Atviyeh, במילה זה כתסס, I don't have a raya from the fact that it's a posuk that Eidechot is Mechayev Shvua is a raya that Koifer HaKol is Protu. בעצם could be Koifer HaKol is Chayev and if Shimon will be Tevea, Reuven will be Chayev Shvua day Raise. But we need a posuk with Eidechot in a case that Shimon doesn't know. Dos I divrei HaTesis. And we mention as Reb Meshulam Egre gefregt HaKasha. Reb Kiva Egre brings down, so it's not the Maritz Chayes where he brings down HaKusha Mefursemes in Reb Meshulam Egre. What Tesis says, that the case of Eidechot is when Shimon doesn't know, and Eidechot says, Reuven stole from you, so Reuven is Mechuyu B'Shvua. So Mitzad Koifer HaKoil, Reuven will not be Chayev because Shimon is not Tiveyim, but Mitzad, the Eidechot, you'll be Chayev B'Shvua. So Meshulam Egre, it can't be that this is the case of Eidechot. This will be the only case of Eidechot. It's not true. Why? In this case, let Reuven not to make a Shvua, let Reuven not to make a Shvua, and to pay Shimon. Reuven will go and will pay Shimon. So Shimon will get the money. Then Reuven will go over to Shimon, and Reuven will tell Shimon, you got money shelo kedin? Make a Shvua that you deserve to get the money. Shimon says, I don't know if you stole from me or not. So Shimon will be mitor shen yochel lishom ha-mishalem, and Shimon will have to give back the money to Reuven. Shimon will have to give back the money to Reuven. So how you could say that they chetim said that they dechod as mechayev shvua is when Shimon doesn't know if Reuven stole or not. So the dechod comes to say to Shimon, Reuven stole, and he's mechayev Reuven as shvua. But if we're going now that koifer hakol is chayev shvua, let Reuven to pay Shimon, After you pay Shimon, he goes over to Shimon. I paid you. You know, the money is mine, really. You know it's yours? Make a shvua. He says, I don't know. Tell you it's mine. You don't know. Okay, for a call, chayim shvua. And the money will go back to Reuben. So, man, Reuben doesn't have enough kumin in the Eidechot. The Eidechot is mechayim shvua. Chaval to him to make a shvua. Don't make a shvua. Pay Shimon. And then, you're mechayim Shimon a shvua, and he will have to pay you. But, man, you could leave the money by you already. Those are the kasha from Reb Shulamek. So Reb Kiveiger says a teretz. Reb Kiveiger says a teretz. And stam, b'toich divrei Reb Kiveiger, shtei do'am kis gdoilo. Zogt Reb Kiveiger, Reuven cannot ask Shimon to make a shvua. Why? Shimon tells him, you are chayv a shvua when the Eidechot come and said you stole from me, you are chayv a shvua. He was chayv a shvua. He didn't want to make a shvua, right? He wanted to pay. When you don't make a shvua le'akhish ha'sa'id, so the halacha is, Eidechot, kol mokim sha'om roteir, Eidechot nemon areyu keshnayim, and if you're not nishba le'akhish ha'sa'id, it's kilu, it's two eidim that you owe me money. So when Reuven paid Shimon, it's kilu two eidim that Reuven has to pay. If a zeivait that Reuven doesn't make a shvua, the eidim become keshtei eidim, kozman is not nishba le'akhish ha'sa'id, that Reuven owes Shimon money. So now Reuven turns over to Shimon, you got money shaloi kedin. Says in Shuldik, chob tzvei eidim that the money is mine. So what do you want from me? So maybe I don't have to make a shvua. I have eidim. It's not eidim esayah. Eidim esayah lo mazogin doesn't patr b'shvua b'mitoich. It's a whole shal if eidim esayah patr z'mitoich. Reb Kiveiger is going without eidim esayah. Oh, but it's two eidim. The eidechot that was mechayev you shvua and you were not maskim to nishba, he became keshtayim. So Vali became Kishnaim, so it's kilo two eidim that you owe me the money. So now you paid money, what are you asking for? How are you saying, but my money is by you? My money is by you? And then chob tzvei eidim that you owe me the money. I don't have to make a shvua. Chob eidim brurim that the money belongs to me. That's a double poshut. Ad kan atarats from Reb Kiveiger. Reb Kiveiger says, milvad sheyesh po yehrbe tirutzim. So, this is one teretz of Reb Kiveiger. Zu de zu, I want to lecture, the world says, as steht in this Reb Kiveiger, anayas. Lule dive Reb Kiveiger, I would answer him, Mishulem Igres Kashe, much different. And I'll say like this. The Eidechot came to tell Shimon, Reuven stole from you, Reuven has to make a shvur. Reuven doesn't want to make a shvur. So, understand? Reuven doesn't want to make a shvur. So he pays Shimon. Now he turns over to Shimon and says, Shimon, listen, the money is not really yours. Make a shvur. But this is the kasha from Meshulam Megra. Shimon tells him why the money is not mine. He tells him because I never stole. You know that I stole? No, so make a shvur. Right? This is what he's answering. Shimon has to tell him, I'm in shuldik. The money is mine. Not that I know that you stole. But it says in the Torah that when you don't make a shvur, you have to give me the money, so the money is mine. But this money I got kahalocha. I make a shvur that I got it kahalocha. I'm not saying that you stole, you didn't steal. But the Arba Turim, Arba Chelke Shechon Aruch said that if you don't make a shvur, you have to pay me. I'll say it in a better way. You have to make a shvur. You didn't want. You bought off your shvur with money. Very good. So you bought off your money with shvur. If you bought it off, and the money is by me now, it's kedin by me. I make the shvur that I got it kedin. What money are you asking back for? They offered you to make a shvur. You said, I want to pay instead of doing a shvur. You're asking to pay instead of doing a shvur. If you ask him to pay instead of doing a shvur, now you're asking back for your money? I got it kedin. Is that what Kiveiger answers? Kiveiger says something else. Val the Eidechot says, you mechuyu shvur and you are not nishba. Kol mokum sho'avotei Eidechot areyu keshnayim. So b'meile sido eidim that is a ganef. Cause when you're not makrish ha'seid, we look at the eidechot kilu hushnayim, that is eidim that you stole. So b'meile, you eidim, you stole, you pay me the money. You can't ask back for your money. I have eidim. Eidim again, when mechai mishvur, chob eidim, that the money is mine. I'm not b'chulit to make a shvur. This was a b'kivei egers tayne. Cause man, you're not nishba l'akrish ha'seid, harei hu keshtay. But we're saying, on b'kivei eger, we could have answered. That Reuven b'chlal cannot man a shvur, it's my money. The halacha was to give him Yerim the money. So Yerim says, I'm holding the money, Kedin. Not you stole, not stole. I'm not going to argue with you if you stole or not. I'm holding the money, Kedin. I think it's glad. So, Kum de Beis HaLevi, And the Mesalevi says a beautiful Teire. It's one of the Goinus, the Cheshboinus of the Mesalevi. We'll say, Chalegim El Amedzayim, we're saying over Ois Beis. He answers Meshulam Egris Kashi Kemin Choymer, and you'll see it's Mamish Apo, beautiful Zachim that the Besalevi was Meyaset. And we'll start Keseda. Besalevi comes as a Yesoid. Tesis had a Havamine that Koifer Akoil is Chayev Shvuah. And everyone here is asking Mechet Tesa. This Arosh says we'll learn it out, we said maybe a Kalva Choymer. Why is this Mechet Tesa? But Tesa had a Tzad that Koifer Akoil is Chayev Shvuah. Why? Maida v'miktzah, still now we know why it's Chayev Shvuah. It's a drore, taine, v'kfire, boim de shvuah, teiz davdale, teiz is ksuvas yutchas. What is the tzad at koifer hakolo b'chayev shvuah? What, the oilem is the chayev kevel? Every person, you owe me money, koifer hakolo is chayev shvuah? What is the mahalach advor? Zog de besalev. You know why koifer hakolo is chayev shvuah? Because there's a chazoke Ein odom tuveya elo im kein yeshloi. You have to know this chazok is la'aloche. Today in Beis Din, if someone asks for money in Beis Din and he doesn't have a raya, he could tell the other person, make a shvua that I don't owe you. It's called shvuas heses, not shvua deiraisa. Shvuas heses. I'm asking for money and you say no. Mashbim shvuas heses. Yeah, you could tell him back. You make shvuas heses to me, but why? Chazok ein odom tuveya elo im kein yeshloi. So avad the tzad. That koifer hakol would be chayev shvua, avada would be giboit av chazoke ein odom tuveya elohim ken yeshloi. How are we learning it out from the cheshbon of the kal v'chomer? What is the mekoyrim? But after would be a posuk that koifer hakol is chayev shvua, avada would not be stam a pora aduma. Like we know that moedim miktas is not a pora aduma, it's a svore. Like we said in Rashi, for the meishiv aveda, the svore goes away. So it's a svore. Vada it's a svore. So Mele, Vala it's a Svore, B'mele, Koifer HaKol is also a Svore. Why is Chayev Shvua? Lach, you owe me money. No. Chazor Yom Tuvei Alem Kinyeshloi. So Mele, you have to make a Shvua. This is the vote Aleph. The vote Aleph from the Beis HaLevi. The Mechayev of the Tzalev Koifer HaKol, Mishkin Poro Adumo. Avad, Zinish Tazek. We know that name. The Torah didn't say Chayev Shvua. But the Tzada will be a Chayev Shvua, that's the Ber from Rebo, from Beis HaLevi. The Ber from Beis HaLevi. The mechayev of the shvuah is ein adam tuveyim ken yeshle. Zog de Beis HaLevi the first thing. The meiler mishulem igres kashe disappeared. Mishkin miyushel. Why? Says like this. Reuven, Shimon, the eid elechot comes to Reuven. You stole from Shimon. You have to make a shvuah. Says I don't. Zog what? Say that. So there's no bori. Shimon doesn't know. But the idea is Mechayev, was a Gemshulam Igre. Let Reuven to pay Shimon, to turn over to Shimon. Okay, Shimon, your money is by me. By you, my money is by you. Pay me back. Okay, for a call, it's Chayev Shvua. And Mitor Sheyochel Yishova, you will have to pay. We'll tell Reuven, Achocham Dubist, you're going to Shimon and telling him, the money is yours. You know that Shimon doesn't know. Right? You know that Shimon doesn't know. You know that Shimon doesn't know. He didn't know, they never had to tell him. So it's not chazokin am tuveilim ken yeshle b'chayi gavne. The only case that is a tviyah, that idechot is mechayiv shvuah is, where, and that kaifa hakol is chayiv shvuah when you tuveilim, and we say chazokin, eidon am tuveilim ken yeshle. A person will not mend the other person if he doesn't have, why? A person doesn't have a chutzpah to come over with the person, you owe me money. So it's a eidon am meiz, chazokin am tuveilim ken yeshle. But if the other person doesn't know, so what? So Val, you know that, how you know that the other person doesn't know? Because you know, if he would know, he would come to ask for the money. He didn't know. So you had to have the idea to tell him. This is the Mesalevi in the last piece. The Mesalevi says this cheshbon. No, he's made the last shtigl, this is the shtigl of the Mesalevi. As long as the Mesalevi b'meile, is not mocking to him shulam egis kasha. If the Mechayev is the chazokim tevelim ken yeshloi, b'meile dosi nishtokin Mechayev. There's no Mechayev b'chlau. What? The Eidechot is not mitzad chazoke, not mitzad koifer hakoil. The Mechayev of the Shvuah of koifer hakoil. So Shimon didn't mourn Reuven because he didn't know, the Eidechot was Mechayev. Vazak Meshulam Igre. That Reuven will pay Shimon, then come Shimon, but your money is mine. Because I paid you Shalik Adin, please give me back the money. And if you koifer hakoil, you have Shvuah, Achochma, you're asking for the money, you know that I don't know. You know that. So it's not chazaka only if the other person, you know that the other person maybe could be makrish you. Only if he knows, like the Besalevi, that the yesod of chazaka and tevea is giboy, that a person doesn't have a chutzpah to ask for money that he doesn't deserve. But if you know that the other person doesn't know, there's no chutzpah. That's the shlav aleph, I think, a glat of it. Zog the Besalevi, after this is glat, we'll go to the next step. Kiveger, he brings down another kasha. How Tesis had a tzad that Koifa HaKoil is Chayiv Shvur? Every Koifa HaKoil is Chayiv Shvur? The Gemara says, Tanu Chitim, V'hoida B'Soirim, Potu. It's not going to be Mikzas. Why? It's not going to be Mikzas. Tanu Chitim, Hoida B'Soirim. It's not Mikzas. He's B'chal not asking. Tanu Chitim, Hoida B'Soirim is Potu. Shaila is, but if Koifa HaKoil is Chayiv, so you Chayiv Shvur with Tanu Chitim. Tanu Chitim, he says no about Tzoyrim. Okay, Sigolna should have made him a mixas. But you said no to the Chitim. So you have a Shavuot, Tzkoy for HaKoy? So the Enoch and I, if it is half a minute, these Mishnayis will don't exist. Rabbi Kivayga says, you will take Advorim. Our problem is that these Mishnayis have a lot of Pesukim around them. Zog the Besalevi, step two. But Herzachai now, it's good. Zog the Razay. The whole reason Koy for HaKoy is why? Because Chazoka ain't on him Tiveya, Elohim Kein Yeshloi. But Lo Yetzuya, the Tevea knows that the other person owes him something. Then it's not Chazok Edom Tevea Elim Ken Yeshlo. So what the Balachitim says, you owe me Chitim. The guy says, no, I owe you Soirim. So he says, okay, Soirim is gone, but now I was Tevea Chitim, so you have to make a Shvua. We tell him, no, you know why you were Tevea Chitim. Because I owe you Soirim, so I owe you something. He says, that Chazok Edom Tevea Elim Ken Yeshlo. The reason you're making the Tevea, because I owe you something. So the Melech Chai Gavne is no Mechayiv of Koifer HaKoil. What? Because I do ask Baldin against. Melech Zog the Besalevi, and now listen here, hear the Yoifi Shabbat. Every Moide B'Mikzas is not Chayiv Shvur Mitzat Koifer HaKoil. Now we must be glad because I think this is the vote of the Besalevi. This is second vote of the Besalevi. Koifer HaKoil is Chayiv Shvur. So everyone is asking, if Koifa HaKol is Chayiv Shvur, why does the Pesuk spoken made him a Mikzas? So we said, okay, I know Bekal V'Chayim, but this is the way the Torah writes it, Cheshbeinus. So I tell him, Koifa HaKol is Chayiv Shvur, why? I will not mon you if you don't owe me. So if I mon you, siman that you owe me. The man make a Shvur. Made him a Mikzas, as why I mon you because I owed you a little bit. So it's not Chazok if when you ask me for the 100, then I write that I owe you 100. You had a chutzpah, man. If I come over to you now, you owe me 100. I say no. Chazok and Tevea Elim Ken Yeshlo, I need a shvua. If you come and say, why? Because you will not be a chutzpah to ask for money stam. So mistame I owe, so I have to make a shvua. When you ask for 100 and I say 50. So now we know why you had a chutzpah to come. Because I anyway owe you something. So, Be'agav, you will happen until we get a little bit more, yeah? But it's not chazok from the Tvir, Elim Tevea Elim Ken Yeshlo. So Meine B'Mikzas is not chayiv shvua mitzad koifer hakoy. So now listen very good. So why am I doing mixes as Chayiv Shvur? Why am I doing mixes as Chayiv Shvur? Is it drore? A little bit yes, a little bit no. So kumta is, Moide B'Mikzas is one parsha, and Koifer HaKol is the second parsha. You need two parshas. The Torah has to write Moide B'Mikzas. Just with Kal V'Choymer, with Cheshbeinus, with Kashas, would figure out also Moide B'Mikzas. Also Koifer HaKol. But the Etzem is two parshas. It's a parsha of Koifer HaKol, and it's a parsha of Moide B'Mikzas. Moide B'Mikzas is Chayiv mitzad de drore. Because it's not Chazon and Tevea Elim Ken Yeshloi. Dearest, me al de Tvia v'kfira em boi. Tal echid Moide B'Soirim could only be Chayiv as Moide B'Mikzas. And of them is the halacha that Moide B'Mikzas is potu. Mashiach ge koifa hakol tas chazok in Tevea Elim Ken Yeshloi. What is the Revach HaGodol? The Revach HaGodol is as the Pesukim, the Rishonim, him, the Wissen, that Teza asked the Kashi, maybe Kefer HaKol is also Chayiv Shvur. Everyone asked, but the Teza said, Meidim B'Mikzas. Said, but the Teza said, Meidim B'Mikzas is one parsha. Kefer HaKol is the second parsha. The Mekoyres, Kal V'Choyim V'Droshes, Cheshbeinus, how we learn out one from each other. Oh, but Tzvei Andere Parshes. The Gaber HaMishul HaMigret is Parshut. And that Chaylik is only Chazoke, and the Tivei Elim Ken Yeshle. Lemashu, Zag the Beis HaLevi. Rab Kiveger here, if you see, there's a very small piece by us. Rab Kiveger starts that in Moide B'Mikzas, the halacha is Tano Shtei Kesef, Chayev, Tano Kesef Achat. It's a shiur, how much do you do, how much is the Kfire. If Koifa HaKol is Chayev, what's past all the shiurim? Tarat says something to Mr. this is the Maid of Mikzas. And the drawer of Maid of Mikzas has to be that someone here, someone. Klonim out the drawer. Koifer, call us in the under of his madrash. Koifer, call us in the Maid of Chazor to Baram Kiryashloi. The man of Shulam Mikzas Kasher, Nishkan Kasher. Those are the Yasoids. So, as I'm on, it's two Yasoids. It's one Yasoid that the Mechayiv is Chazokim to Baram Kiryashloi. I wanted to have it clone, because in some we showing him, we'll not see them, but in some we showing him, you could learn the first Yasoid of Abkibayeg, if the Bisalevi, that the Tzad of Kefa Yakolu Bichayev Shvu Mitzal Chazok Nun Tevelem Ken Yeshloi. But could be this Chazok as Alamol, also Maid of Mikzas. But not to say the second shtickle that if he owes a little bit, that Chazok doesn't exist. The Mahalach of Tesis is Kefa Yakolu Chazok Nun Tevelem Ken Yeshloi, and Maid of Mikzas could be the Zabu Malach. This is the first chalik, and this is enough to answer the Rebbe Shulam Igris Kasha. The Bemele, backwards, that Chazoki doesn't exist. Just the Bistalevi took his shtickle, and he said, step two, that his Chazoki is only the Koifer HaKoil. But when the Mikzas Mitake have to come to the Drore, to the Cheshbenes of the Drore. Very glad. Zog the Welt, Lefi them, we have a Greiser Revach. A Greiser Revach. Taisa says a Kasha, so maybe Kefer HaKol is Chayev Shvuah. Maybe tak. We'll say it in Ashprach. Chazok Nun Tevelem Ken Yeshloi is Mechayev Shvuah. So how the Torah knows that you potu? So Tesis decides to mezake Chazal a Svore. You know why he's potu? Because Chazok ain't Odo Meiz Ponov. You're right. As a Chazok, if I'm money give money, Mistome I owe, so you have to make a Shvuah. But as a Chazok if I can't, do as I'm going to say no. If you owe me money, Mistome you would say yes. So if you're saying no, it's a right that you're saying the truth. It's time gishmak the taste was. Tell you that it's sad that Kefer HaKol is Chayev Shvuah. Why? If I'm honoring you, Mr. Mir Chayev Shvuah. You're answering no. So taste why? It's a chazoke. Ain't not a maze pono. So if I answer you no, I'm Mr. Mir, I know what I'm answering. So man, I'm potu. So even a bisvore, taste of mine to me Chayev Shvuah as Kefer HaKol, or be connected that svore, it's a chazoke falkelt. Chazoke falkelt. Very good. Frag the world the eisene kashe. And it's also shvah and rashi, but we'll show it now and here. Eidechot is mechayev shvu in every case in the world, right? Eidechot comes over to you and says, you owe money, you took a alvoy, Menachem, you made a alvoy $100, you have to pay. You say, no, I don't owe. You have to make a shvu or not. Massive you, the Eidechot comes over to you, you owe someone $100. You say, no, I don't owe. You have to pay or not? A lot you have to pay. Why? Chazok not a maize ponov. Chazok not a maize ponov. I come over to someone, you owe me $100. I'm asking you, I go over to someone, you owe me $100, and I schlep with me a Eidechot. He says, yeah, you owe him $100. The guy says, no. Why he has to make a shvur? Chazok not a maize ponov. What? You're not hearing my shayla. I go over to someone, you owe me $100. You owe me $100? And I have a Eidechot that says like me. And Yenim says, no, I don't owe you. He has to make a shvur or not. He has to make a shvur or not. About it. No? If I go over to you owe me $100, and I have a Eidechot that's Messiah, my Tanya, that you owe me $100, and you say no, is it time you don't have to make a Shvuah? How about you have to make a Shvuah? Why? Chazoki not a maze, Ponov, the Bezidanshkin Mechutzef. Does Chazoki a hell, Chazoki a him, you make a Shvuah, please don't answer me with Chazokis. Make a Shvuah. Right? Taste as a Kasha. Maybe Avi Koifer HaKol is Chayim Shvuah. No, but he has a Chazoki. How do you have a Tzad of Chazoki Patas Mishvuah? Chabarai from every Eidechot in the world, that Chazoki doesn't Patas Mishvuah. What? And here Kofi HaKol is Mechayev. I'm asking you a shayla. Tesis wanted that Kofi HaKol is Mechayev Shvuah. So we'll put Eidechot is Chayev Shvuah, Kofi HaKol is Chayev Shvuah, maybe Mix is Chayev Shvuah, a list. Right? This is what Tesis Kasha was. Every Kofi HaKol is Chayev Shvuah. You know, Misvor I could patter. Chazoki could raise the Shvuah. That's a shayla in Tesis. No, Eidechot La'aloch is Mechayev Shvuah. So let the Chazoki to raise the Shvuah. The first discussion of Aloch and Rashi in Bebekame. Rashi in Bebekame says, Koifa HaKol Bepikot Nus Chayev Shvuah. Aber Bemil Venat, why? Because Chazok in Ein Adam Meiz Pono Bnei Baal Choyver. No, so where Eidechot also comes in Milve? If he Rashi want to be the Aloch, Eidechot says in Milve? Aber Chazok in Ein Adam Meiz Pono Bnei Baal Choyver. Rashi says, Koifa HaKol is Chayev Shvuah Bepikot. Aber Bemil Venat, why? Rashi doesn't know you have to have made of a mitzvah. Even kofar kol you chayiv shvuah. So why have a milvah you potu? Chazok the mitzvah from the baal choy, but potu is mimin ha-shvuah. Nusa, when Eidechot says that I owe someone money, chazok you will help? Avada nish. But I'm saying, Linyoneni will ask it and our Teisvus. Teisvus is coming that maybe kofar kol is chayiv shvuah. He's offering such a mahalach. So you know why misvora is potu? I have a way out. Misvora I could pater. Why misvora I will pater? Because chazok in a bura ain't an amaze ponov. A mensh is nishkin chutz. A mensh is nishkin chutz. So the chazok is very stark. Chazok is very stark. Seder. So now he has a geshayle. So why when Eidechot comes, I say you owe me money, laloch. And I bring Eidechot, you mechayv shvur. I is a chazok, the Torah says chazok is garnished. Chazok is garnished to pater shvur. So how Tesis could say misvore that chazok will pater shvur? Well, we know that the aloch is not like that. The kushya is a kushya atzuma. The answer is, lefi de beis aleifi, it's not a kasha. I said it tells you for the kasha. Why kofar kol is chayiv shvuah? Only because it's giboit and a chazok yedim tevelim kin yeshloi. So Tesis, the other person has a chazok, you know, the mace, to raise it off. Eidechot is mechayiv shvuah, because it's tam eidechot is mechayiv shvuah. So what are you helping me with chazokas? Aber if sibas a shvuah is giboit and a chazok, and like we said, when it's no chazok, we answer Rabbi Shulam Igre. When there's no chazoke, it will not help. When there's no chazoke, it will not help. Only when there's a chazoke, you mechayiv shvuah. So the mechayiv is the chazoke. If the mechayiv is the chazoke, and without a chazoke, you're not chayiv. If the mechayiv is the chazoke, and without the chazoke, you're not chayiv. If without the chazoke, you're not chayiv. So the mele enfer teisus. You know why kofar hakol is patur? Yenem not shkin chutz betefer to say fakert. Yenem has a chazok if I get. Ain't no the maze bonov. So it breaks my chazok. It's no chiyu shvur. I why be idechot is a shvur. Ain't no chiyu shvur. Ain't no chiyu shvur. That's the cheshbe. Besalevi says one more little piece. This one, in the Seder Advorim Besalevi, I will not say even this piece. Just when you read it inside, this is the first piece that he said, that you will have it close. He's asking a kasha. Rabbe holds, Bori al yedei acher shmei bori. Bin sugis in chshas, feis nisht. So maybe he's asking what Tesis answers. That you need the Eidechot in a case that a guy doesn't know and the Eidechot knows. So maybe you can't be Mechayiv Shvuah. It's the person only as the Eidechot. This is Tesis. Fregde beis Halevi, over Bori al de Acher, Shmei Bori. So maybe somebody, what is the Shaychas? We need that the guy will have a Chazok in him to veil him kin yeshloi. The maybe it's like Tesis, if the guy doesn't know, you have to come to the Eidechot. Because al tzkoifer hakol, you'll not be Chayiv Shvuah. If it's time to din Bori v'shemo, so Bori v'shemo al de'achar, you'll be chayiv. This is as the kash. If kofar kol is chayiv shvuah, why I need a yidecho? This is the first chelik of Tesis. I think it's very glad the Besalevi, medavisim. The Besalevi is a chidush. And I want to explain why, to have it besikum advorim. It's a chidush twice. First in Tesis Sarosh, and a lot of rishonim is mashma, that if you have a mina kofar hakol be chayiv shvuah without svoras, stam dum yede moide be mikzas on svoras. The Besalevi came and said, no, it works with svoras, and maybe he answered Meshulam Migre. Avad Reb Kiv Eger and Meshulam Migre didn't learn like him. Everyone didn't learn like the Besalevi that it's giboit on svoras. This is chidush aleph. Rainu. When we masak him this chelik of Tesis, kofar hakol needs a shvuah. Why? First, stam. Stam kvir chayiv shvuah. As if we mix us, Loshna Tesarosh Mashma, Besalevi said a svore. This is number two. In the Besalevi is another step. You could have said that if it that side of the svore, Sai Moide be mixas, and Sai Koifer HaKoil will be Chayiv Shvue as the Giboit of Enelim Tevayelim Kenyeshloi. The Besalevi himself made a spout. I'm saying my Shtikel Teire only be Koifer HaKoil. The Moide be mixas, I'm saying that that Chazoke doesn't exist. Why? Because Be'etzim he has what to be Tevayah. But dear Staka, nu mechayev if the drog. So it's three drogim beetzim. It's one derech, it's bichlam nishken chazoke. Second derech is evi mechayev if shvuah dafom ben chazoke. Sai moide mikzah, sai koifer hakoil lefi da'av milif in Tesvis. And the shpal from the Besalevi. And the shpal from the Besalevi. The shpal from the Besalevi. The Besalevi wants to learn the chazoke, koifer hakoil is giboit of the chazoke. Koifer hakoil is giboit of the chazoke. מה שאין כן. מיידי במקצס, אז גבי נפת דרור. אז גבי נפת דרור. זה דפוס חי. There's one Mishaila here that I don't know an answer. I remember that Rabbi Seinu fragged this. I don't remember where, but I know it's added by Akasha on a Teretz. Taisa says that Lemaise, Taisa is looking for a mocker that Kofir HaKoyl is potu. Taisa says, no, maybe learn it out from the fact that the Taisa said that you need a Eidechot. Why I need a Eidechot? Every time it's Kofir HaKoyl. Zog Tesis, I need a Eidechot for a case that the Adam doesn't know, and then I need a Eidechot. But could be when the person knows Take, I never need a Eidechot. This was Tesis Kasha. Frank de Welt, I have a better Teretz why you need a Eidechot. I have a better Teretz why you need a Eidechot. What is the better Teretz why I need a Eidechot? The better Teretz why I need a Eidechot is, I'll tell you in a case, I go over to someone, you owe me money. The guy says, no. So Taisa said that he's potter, why? Because Chazok is not a maze. And the Eidechot says that I'm right. Taisa said like this. How we know Kofar HaKol is Chayiv Shvua? Potter Mishvua. So Taisa, maybe Misvore. Maybe Misvore Kofar HaKol is potter. Maybe Misvore Kofar HaKol is potter. Maybe it's a Svore. Kofar HaKol is potter. What is the Svore? Chazok is not a maze. So Taisa have a different mocker. Why I need a Eidechot? Every time when I have a Eidechot, Tepele Mitzad Yenem is Kofar HaKol. There's a raya that Kofar HaKol is potu mishvua. So Taisa says, no, I need a Eidechot for something else. I'll tell you very poshut why there's no raya for Eidechot. In the case that a person is to bear his friend, and Yenem says no, and the Eidechot is Mesayami, and the Eidechot is Mesayami. If the Eidechot is Mesayami, so we mail it now, Mitzad Kofar HaKol, I can't be Mechayiv Shvua, because Yenem was makrish me. Taisa said, when Yenem is makrish, Kofar HaKol is not Mechayiv Shvua. What would be the Mechayiv of the Shvua? The Eidechot. So why Taisa tries to come to save some modern case? Yenem is not Tevea, do I need a case of the Eidechot? Stay in a normal case. I was Tevea Yenem, and the Mele, I can't be Mechayiv Shvua because Yenem was makrish me, and Taisa says, Chazok and Eno the Meis, Patas from Shvua, but you need the Eidechot to be Mechayiv. Why does this to say such shverei chetimtzes that Rebbe Shulam Igre will have all different cheshbonos around it? Say poshut. I don't have a raya for Eidechot because in a case that you makrish the Kofar HaKol, Taisa says you have a chazok and you potu, and I need a case of Eidechot, it's mechayev shvua. We said Eidechot is mechayev even against the chazok. Why does this to switch? Taisa says maybe Kofar HaKol is chayev shvua. Chitayim is potu because the chazok is, why I need Eidechot? I need Eidechot in a case that you Kofar HaKol, and Yenem is not chayev shvua because the chazok is not a maze, but the Eidechot is mechayev shvua. It's mamash a medrash pliya. It's mamash a medrash pliya. Chvizh ken teretz. It's one chelik. Lama gen itzta to the second chelik of Teisvus. Second chelik of Teisvus. Teisvus learned pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara was asking a kasha mipnei ma'om rotoi ramayit memiksa satay na yishova. The Gemara was asking a kasha after we know that Kofar HaKol is potur. Frek the Gemara a kasha evi mayit memiksas obi potur bemigu that he could have been Kofar HaKol. And the Gemara answers, if he tastes it's migu de'ahoze. Because a person doesn't want to be Kofar HaKol. It's easier for him to ishtamut ha-kamishtamet, to say chatzi. But to Kofar HaKol, it's ha-ahoze. We'll read Losh Neis inside. Pirush, yenema b'migu de'iboya Kofar HaKol. Oy nelef me'ocha de'lo yenem b'migu be'alme. U'mishani de'ein ze migu. De'ein odo me'iz ponov likfar HaKol. Hoyil v'chaveir makir b'shikroi. Aber chatzi, mele, it is a migu. Mamele is no migu, because he doesn't want to be Kofar HaKol, he only wants to say chatzi. What Taisus means to answer? The Rishonim, the Ran, and all of the Rishonim understand in pshat that Taisus came to answer that migu de'ahoze lo yamrinan. Migu de'ahoze lo yamrinan. If you remember in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, when Taisus asked kulo shili, b'migu de'chetzio shili, was a list of Rishonim that answer migu de'ahoze lo yamrinan. Migu de'ahoze lo yamrinan. This is what Taisa means to answer. Migud ha'oze lo yamrinan. Fregen alle Rishonim, we'll take the Ran, because he's the clearer one. Fregen the Ran, it's not true that Migud ha'oze lo yamrinan. There's an often a gemorin bo bebasre, that Migud ha'oze yamrinan. What is the case? A person, some sheep, came into his house, and they ate all of his food. So he chaps the sheep, and he goes over to the owner of the sheep, and he tells him, listen, I could have told you that the sheep is mine, because goydres en lem chazoke, I'll be nema that I bought them. So believe me now that I didn't buy them. but they ate my food and pay me. I don't have edim, and I'm moitzi mechaver levaraye, haberchav amigu. I could have held on to the sheep and tells that lekuchas in biyadi. It's a migudahase. Why? To say that you ate, no one was here. Other yad name. But if you say that you bought it, I know that you're a liar. So you don't have a chutzpah. You prefer to say that they ate, and I can't be makrish you from to say that you bought it. It's loshen haran. Vim teima vo amrin el migu b'chai gavne. The ashkem banu izi. The ach lechush leben ardoe. Kedai izi v'pariches kesabatim. The nemer liten adke the migu di boyo amal kuchem biyodi. V'afagav the ashkem the toin dach al tichush tei. Afagav the meshaker heine meiz. The marinu the anu izi lo yoda v'lei midi. ולא אמר לקוחם הם ביודי, היה צורך להויז. על מה אמרינן מיגו בחי גבנה? זה מיגו דה עוזה אמרינן. היו יותר לי מיגו דה עוזה לא אמרינן. אופן הגמור, זה מיגו דה עוזה אמרינן. And the Rishonim עם answer, the run, that is a חילוק. מיגו דה עוזה להפטור משבוע לא אמרינן. אבל מיגו דה עוזה להפטור ממומן אמרינן. מיגו דה עוזה להפטור ממומן אמרינן, מיגו דה עוזה להפטור משבוע לא אמרינן. It's a big noise. Under zog name, our thesis is mashma that מיגו דה עוזה לא אמרינן. I have to be Yashav Shas, we'll have to learn different sugyas. This is taken out again to our chelik of the sugya. If thesis is also מיגו דה עוזה לא אמרינן, I have gemaros and shas. כן, יש לנו, it's from מיגו, מיגו דה סוגיה, מיגו במקצס. But most of the Rishonim want to learn to Miyashav Taisim, especially in Daf Beis, and all the Rishonim Taisim, all the Amrinan Migu De'Oze. That Taisim also means al Derech Haran, that Migu De'Oze Amrinan, Lafturim Imamen, only Lafturim Yishvu Eloi Amrinan. And here's the Shaila. What is the difference? Why Migu De'Oze Lafturim Imamen Amrinan, and Migu De'Oze Lafturim Yishvu Eloi Amrinan? So the Ran says words. Yeshleim ha-devagah migu ki hai goruahu. Lo yolim lafturim yishvue. Kada ashkem emaydi b'miktsas. Shle patrosat teire min ha-shvue. Afgav diik ilimeim ha-migu da libo yekoifer ha-koil. Hilkach ki amrinen b'anu izi de neman. B'shvue ka amrinen. Afgav di migu goruahu. Le'uk me'anu izi b'rshus ha-deman de-tofis. Ve'kosafti b'akon l'shvue. Zog de ran, it's a shvach ha-migu. B'meile, it only helps in moment le'achzi. He holds on to his tofus and the sheep. He just doesn't want to give them back within mashkoin, so it helps him not to give back. But when it's a chiyuv of shvua, a davar barur, it's not enough. A shvach emigu. So the answer is a shvach emigu. And say nechnami lehoitzi mamen, you can't be moitzi with migu de'oze. And this is what we answer really that the Ran and Daf Beis said on Tasteless that migu de'oze lo yamrinen. If you remember Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Daf Beis Amaskil by the Kulei Nehem the Bikhatsi of migu de bayom akula shili and give him a half. Zog the Ran migu de'oze lo yamrinen. And the Ran says because lehoitzi mamen migu de'oze lo yamrinen. But leachzik it's enough shvach. And how easy it's called leachzik? He explains why. But lefturim mishvuah you need a shtark in migu. It's about a batish a teretz. Migu da'oze is a shvach in migu. It helps lehachzik lo lehoitzi. And after a mishvua, you need a shtarker in biur, it's not enough. As a sol tzvore. As a sol tzvore. The k'tzois and simen pei beis, if kot mi yudalet, shlugs up the tzvore from the rag. It's a shvach. Back and forth, back and forth. Zog the k'tzois avot. And I wanted to hear good avot of the k'tzois because it's bad to be nageh to miyad when we started the sugi in Amud Beis, the cheshboinus. But listen very shtar, mamish, a geoinus in the k'tzois. Zog the razay. A person comes and says, Lama zog, we'll take the case of Ana Iza da'ach lechushla. You sheep ate, you owe me $1 million, you sheep ate my whole sada. You owe me money. I have a migu. I could have said, I bought it. What do you say? There is nishkin chutzpah. What do you say? You bought them. You know how I'll chap you in a chakra. Yeah, it's such a chutzpah. So why not such a chutzpah? So migu da'ozel lo yamrinan. You don't want to lie. Migu da'ozel lo yamrinan. Zog the k'tzois. So what are you claiming? That the guy is a ganev, and the sheep never ate, but he's claiming that they ate, and he says, "I have a migu. I could have said lekuchas." You say, no, you're not a writer, you're honest. You're really a ganev. You want to steal from me money. Why are you saying that they ate and you're not saying that you bought them? Because you're scared. The guy is scared, but he's a ganev. A ganev is never scared. A ganev is scared. A guy does not scare from the Rebbe Shem to steal money. He's scared from the person. Basal Adam. You're not skilled for the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're skilled for Basal Adam. Stell doch zu. He's not skilled to steal. Acham Chutzef, Haganev. Haganev is a maze, a Rosha Mushchas Haganev. Haganev is not maze, it's a tzaddik. Yaakov is Ishtom, Yoishev Olam. Eisa is like a Rosha, Haganev. Haganev doesn't lie. Haganev lies. Ochichon ibn Mirmo. Lovin is a liar, is a gun, it goes together. As I zog the choice, listen, goiness of the choice. Zog the choice, bemele, miguda oze amrina. A guy that is mazed to pocket money that is not his could be mazed also to make a chutzpah. A person could touch something that's not his. I feel like the choice. A guy that steals by me for sure. A guy that steals could do everything. A guy that steals for sure will not learn also. It's a guy. But listen. Wait till then. Listen to the gaoness of the choice. Mamish in the house of the sugya. Listen carefully. Zog the choice. Why a person is chayev shvua? Listen carefully. Why a person is chayev shvua? Why is Chayiv Shvua? He says, I owe you 50. He says, hey, make a Shvua. Maybe you owe me 100. No, I owe 50. Make a Shvua and the other 50. Why he has to make a Shvua and the other 50? Because we think maybe he owes the other 50. And what? And he doesn't want to pay. Why he doesn't want to pay the other 50? If he's a Ganev and he wants to pack it to himself, Shvua will not help. If you think that he's a ganev, a shvua will not help. A guy that steals also makes shvua shekel. So what is the tzad that he's not paying? Shtamutik ha-mishtamet. A guy that shtamutik ha-mishtamet such a edel yid, he probably doesn't have the money. He will not be mazed. This guy will never be mazed to be kofer hakol. He's scared. He's a tzaddik. He's not a ganev. He's not made from the material of bad people that he could have a chutzpah ba'ozeh. This is like the tzoyz. In all the sugars of Migdal Mammon, why we must be him shvua? We must be him. Why we mechayev him money? The marshal, a person says kula shali and says chetzi shali. So say chetzi gets a quarter. Why? Migdal could have said kula shali. So believe him that chetzi is his. Nah, what is the vikuach? Maybe he's a ganav and only a quarter is his. So we say no. If I would be a ganav, I would say kula shali. But you're scared to say kula shali. Why I'm scared to say kula shali? If I'm not scared to steal, I'm not scared to say kula shali. Shvua. When we tell you to make a shvua and the other 50, why we want the shvua and the other 50? Not because maybe you're stealing the other 50. Because on the tzad that you're going to steal the other 50, you will make a shvua shekel. Because choshin ha-mamayin ha-choshin ha-shvuase. Lefi Rashi. Choshin ha-mamayin ha-choshin ha-shvuase. So there's no purpose to make a shvua. So why the Teir was metakin a shvua? And the shvua is only coming for that little tzad that you're honest, and you want to keep the money to yourself, and you're not planning to keep the money to yourself. She says, the moment you don't have a little bit of cash, so you want to schlep the vial, so the man says, Yanems. So make a shvua, and the minute you will give it out. This is the cheshma. We're making it a shvua, and the tzad that you're shlumutik mishtamet, and the tzad that you're a ganev, we're not making a shvua. The whole tzad of the shvua is, maybe be'etzem, he owes the money, and he's not a ganev, but the vial doesn't have money, make a shvua, and he will not, for that, he'll make a shvua, and b'meile, he will be scared to make a shvua shekel. But on the side that he wants to keep the money to himself, he will make a shvua shekel. Now he says, believe me that I'm honest, because if I'm a ganev, I would say koifer hakoil. Even he's shumutik mishtamet, but he's trying to find terutzim, he says, believe me, I'm honest, because if I'm a bad person, I would say koifer hakoil. We tell him, no, you know you're shumutik mishtamet, koifer hakoil, you're not made from the mechutz of the material, so b'meile, you will not do koifer hakoil. So b'meile, you don't have a right, you're saying the truth. So b'meile, pay the money. If the shvua is coming because he wants to steal, so you're right. And the tzad that he's a ganav, he will say koifer hakoil. But on the tzad that he's a ganav, we don't need a shvua bichlal. The whole shvua is only coming to the tzoyis. And the tzad that he's not a ganav and he's a shtamutik mishtamet. The dainu beetzem, he owes the money and he's not planning to steal, but maybe he's planning to delay it because he doesn't have money. So make a shvua like this. He will just be moida and he will not make the shvua, right? We hope that he will make the shvua. He will not want to make a shvua shekel and he will give you the money. So he says, no, I don't need a shvua. I have a raya that I'm honest. Because if I'm a ganev, I would lie. And the tzad of your ganev, I'm not asking for a shvua. And the time that you're a ganev, you will make a shvuah shaker also. I'm only needed to make a shvuah, and the time that you're not a ganev. And you want to keep the money because the value don't have money. So on that side, the migu doesn't help because migu da hazel, I am rina. This is the chashim of the ktsais. Aber ich kann sehen, die Magie und die Ktsais in der Badem, er fragt, ob es ein Chashim, die Kekashe, aber nach Rayun ist nicht kein Kashe, nach Rayun ist nicht kein Kashe. For the time, we'll get back to it later. Rebel Chonon, in Koivet Shiyurim, Chalek Bey, Simen Gimel, Reb Shimon Shkop, Simen Hey, בעצם, from this shita, the build-up, the big, big yesoid, that we say alamol, what we say it, בקצורה, זוגת רבל חונון, מיגו has two זכן, has koyach ha-tayne, and has a biru, a ride that is true, and then a koyach ha-tayne, while I could be zoich in the moment, in one way, I could move the koyach to the other way. זוגת רבל, מיגו דה-הוזה, there's no biru that I'm saying the truth. I'm scared. Not like the ktsais, that the ganovim are not scared, yeah? Like you taught here, yeah? That a person is scared. Even a ganav is scared. So, b'meile birur that he's saying the truth, mehot nisht. We don't have the right that he's saying the truth. There's no right that he's saying the truth. Why he didn't say the other taine? Hot meire. He doesn't want to say the other taine. Hot meire. So birur we don't have. Or the koyach taine, he don't. What is koyach taine? Well, I could be zoichen the momentus. Mit der taine, hob ich has chus moment, and I could move it to somewhere else. This is koyach taine. You said it's koyach taine. I have a koyach taine. Well, I could be zoichen the chevetz in one taine. I could take the koyach to the zweite taine. That's what you said of koyach taine. I could pass the koyach from one taine to the other taine. This is called koyach taine. B'meile, zog de b'chon, zay ha-posh. So we're going to say, "Migu de haoze lefturim imomen amrinen lehoytzi imomen amrinen." I take the koyach ha-tayne from one tayne and I'm zeicher. I don't want to do it. You want that? I don't want to do it. I'm a fact. Lemaise. I have a koyach. Memele hobi chamigu. Mashen ke b'shvuah. What the Torah wants? The Torah wants a biru. That's what I'm saying. I don't need a shvuah. I have a koyach ha-tayne. The Torah wants a biru. If the Torah wants a biru, what will help koyach ha-tayne? The Torah wants, I'll bring a biru that I don't owe the money. This is what the Torah wants. I'll bring a biru that I don't owe the money. So what I'm saying, chob kechatayne. Kechatayne is not a biru. Here the Torah was matzrich a biru. When the Torah is matzrich a biru, kechatayne is nishkeneitze. When the Torah needs a biru, kechatayne is nishkeneitze. Very glad. But here again, kumt Rab Akiva Eiger's kasha. This is the famous Rebel Chonon. By me, it's Mamash Medrash Pliya. I want to explain to you why. Even though it's the famous Rebel Chonon, you don't have to see it. There is the platz, just to see it once. So Hashem and Dafei will go to the Sugya of Kechatayin and Biru. There is Beatzim Nagia very much in the Sugya. A person comes to his friend, you owe me 100. The guy says 50. Believe me, Migu, that I could have said Koifer HaKoil. Believe me that I'm Potter and the other 50. So we tell him, but it's Migu Da Oza. So, after the moment it helps, but here the Torah wants a Shvuah. The Torah wants a Biru that you don't owe the other 50. The Torah wants a Biru. And Shuldik, the Torah wants a Biru. What, you bringing me Biru? Migu Da Oza has no Biru. So I say, Pseida, you know what? Okay, so I owe you 50. Take 50. Achava Migu, that the money is mine. Give me back the money. Fashtenish. I don't want to make a shvuah. You're right, my migu is not good, I'm lost. Take 50. Chav a migu, that is 50 are mine. You know why? If I'll be kai for a call, the money would be mine, so give me back the 50. So I'm zeich in the money. Fashtenish was Rebel Chon, the famous Rebel Chon, but it doesn't start. Mine of a mikzas. I have a migu that I could be kai for a call. I have a migu that all the time scared. Say, so koyach ha-tayne I have. So lemosh, the easy, I have a right to take your sheep. Why? I could have said lekuchas. So now believe me that you owe me $500. What they say? Over here, you're not asking for money. So the Torah said, make a biru that you don't owe the other 50. Said, and the biru is not a biru we don't have. I understand. I can't, the Torah wants a biru. I don't have it. Say that. So I don't want to make a shvuah. Take the 50. But this 50 are mine. How about me? I could be kefir hakol. What is the Eidim here? It's not made. So it's a similar to the Rab Akiva Eiger. Kol's man that I didn't pay my Dibbe Mikzas, so the Torah says that I owe the money. So Bemele my Miku doesn't help. So the Zelbe Fok Rab Kive Eger, but here he said, Bekol Mokim Shemino Torah Leidech Ad Arayu Kishtayim. Here he's saying it even by Eidech, even by my Dibbe Mikzas. So that the Torah said, I was made in 50, and I have a Migu. So if you tell me the first Torah is the Migu is Nishkin Migu, Echel. If the Shtumutu Kim Shtamet, Echel. All these terutzim echal. But if the answer is like Rebbe Elchanan, that the Kachatayne do, this is the reason moment it helps. Here you need a birur. I'm asking, so let me to lose. And after I pay you the money, let me with the migul to be moiti the money. And the tzadik migul loiti amrinen. You're right. If migul loiti lo amrinen, it's not a kasha. If migul loiti lo amrinen, it's not a kasha. I'm asking. Even then you could, but I'll be masking. Because after I pay you, I can't get it back. So I say, maybe Rebbe Chaim will go. If Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrinen, so it's good. Also, I'm not so sure, because it could be after I want it. But if Migul Ha'itzi Lo Yamrinen, no, so Rebbe Chaim, with Migul Ha'itzi, I'll have to have a then we'll be Ein Echanami. But if I give you the money, I can't get it back with Migul. But if Migul Ha'itzi Yamrinen, so the stay of Rebbe Chaim, when it's gay. What did Osman then? I'm not Moida. No, I'm not Moida. I'm not Moida. I don't want to make a shvua. I'm Moida. But the longer that we say that Osman, I'm not Nishba. Does it alone? This is what I mean by Kiyo Eger. I don't mean to be. I'm Moisir Moida. I'm not Moida. I'm Moisir Moida. So I don't want to make a shvua. I'm paying. But tell us, this is the same Rabbi Kiyo Eger that shows Rabbi Shulam. Now you see how Rabbi Kiyo Eger's answer is so close against Rabbi Shulam Eger. If I say why that I paid to the aid, I bet I can come back and ask for this money. It's mamish. Tchilas advarim, say advarim. Mamish matimim zel azel. It's the zol b'cheshbon. If I say why that I pay, I bet I cannot ask for this money back. There's no mocking to ask for this money back. We're holding b'etzim in the Gemara Amud Beis. This is fashpeta, but just to start it back, to be maimed advarim. So the Gemara said lemaisa lefi Rashi. It's b'etzim. The sugya we have to start next week. The Gemara says that lefi Rashi, the Gemara is asking Yekasha b'seder. Shvua be'etzem is do, or be'etz no choshed ha'mamayin ha'choshed ha'shvua se. So why you make a shvua? The answer is, the shvua is only mitzad ishtamuta k'mishtamet. The shvua is only mitzad ishtamuta k'mishtamet. This is good b'mayde b'miktas. Aber b'koyfer ha'koyl is no ishtamuta k'mishtamet. So maybe it's no shvua b'chlal. So b'meile, the Gemara says, how I will know Eidim, that the Kuvim Chayim Shvuah, but do us Eidim, that it was Koyfer HaKoyl, is no Ishtamut HaKamishtamet, so b'meile, it's Choshen HaMayne, Choshen HaShvuah. We have to know, this is Shita Srashi, we see a lot of Rishonim hold, La'aloch HaChoshen HaMayne, Lo'y Choshen HaShvuah. It's the whole thesis. And b'meile, you have to learn the whole Gemara different. Again, it's the Lo'y Kaktzeis. But we're going on the Tzad Choshen HaMayne, Choshen HaShvuah. So why is the Shvuah? Because Ishtamut HaKamishtamet. So for the Gemara, this is only b'mayne b'miktas. But do us Eidim, it's not. So maybe I need a kalvachoymer to mechayev shvua. And we tell the three shailas. One shaila is, what helps the kalvachoymer? If it's a problem, chosha ben chosha shvua, so what will help the kalvachoymer? And the second shaila we asked, how the Gemara has a tzad that b'koyfer hakol you cannot be mechayev shvua, because there's no ishtamut kemishtamet, eidechod yechiyach, the Maram Shifrek, that he is mechayev shvua, even that it's koyfer hakol. And then said also, here for sure is a shakrim, because he was mukhash b'chetzi. And here we said the vote, but we said it yesterday. I just want 2 minutes to explain it, because again, now after the Ketzos, we understand it very clear. The reason a person is chayav shvua is not on the tzad that he's stealing. We'll take the chamishim. A person is made of a mikzas. 50 he pays. The other 50 we say like this, make a shvua. Why? And the tzad that he wants to steal, he will make a shvua sheker. And the tzad that he doesn't owe the money, so he doesn't owe the money. We have a tzad that he owes it, and he's mishtamut k'mishtamet, make a shvua, hopefully he will not make a shvua sheker, and he will pay. So we'll divide it, we have 3 chances here. Maybe he doesn't owe the money, and then we don't need a shvua. Maybe he's planning to steal, and there's no purpose in the shvua. Maybe he owes, and he's not a ganav, and that tzad we do a shvua, and the mishtamut k'mishtamet. So we divide the chances to three, the 3 chances. Maybe he doesn't owe the money, so there's no reason to make a shvua. Leave it. Chmonas. If he doesn't know, you want to know that he doesn't know, he doesn't know, he doesn't know. Hashem doesn't want Dafka to know that he doesn't know. If he doesn't know, he doesn't know. And the time that the other is going to steal, so Chabad make a shvua. It's time to machshel in the shvua sheker. What is the time we want the shvua? He owes, and he's not planning to steal. And that's how he wanted the Shavuot Shekel. So we ask the Kasha, nu, so what's mit Eidechot? The answer is like this. Eidechot, the chances that his taki owes the money here are much bigger from the chances normally. It might have been mixed up to say like this. Mechatesi Bichal owes the money. Because he was more than 50. A drore. Well, maybe yes, maybe not. Small drore. So the Chazal could push it off even. So maybe Bichal doesn't owe the money. And even if he owes, maybe he's a ganet. And on the side that he owes, he's not a ganet, the Shmuel will help. So the Shmuel is coming for that 20%. Lemosh, Koifer HaKoil. Koifer HaKoil. Ba'edim. And we'll start Ba'edechot. The chances that he's a ganev are very high. The Eidechot says he is a ganev. There's a very stark reason to say that he owes the money. We said even a chazaka can't push it off, we said today. So the chances that he owes the money are not a third. Alam Azogun, 3/4%, most of the chances that he owes the money. Now, what he's planning to do, maybe planning to steal, maybe he's going to get a but the chance that he's going is very great. Saradik, he's going to get a by Edom, when you call for a coil, the chances are very small. Why? First, the Edom only mechayev on 50. Those are 50 we don't know. So maybe you don't know them. And even if you owe them, maybe you're gone. Maybe you're mishtamet. So we say, in a milveh, we say you're mishtamet because you're made of a mikzas. When you call for a coil, it's less a chance to be mishtamet. That's the pochus yoyis of the cheshvim. Melech Hashem yimrishim, that's then good, the two tesis in here, with the Rashi, with the Rishonim, will start gleich. Sugedon amur beris. Sorry.